Thank you, Mr. Chair. As this is the first time that Austria is taking the floor, we would like to congratulate you on the assumption of your role as chair of the open-ended working group and wish you every success and ensure you of Austria's full support. And furthermore, I would like also to thank the panelists for the very interesting presentations, preparing the ground for a fruitful exchange over the rest of the week. I do have a question directed at Professor Koppler as well, but maybe all the other panelists would like to join in as well. The question is about the dual-use character of space assets and the assessment and the application of the principle of distinctions and what he called reverse distinction of space assets. In Austria's assessment, the dual-use capabilities of these systems are definitely one of the greatest challenges in developing an effective and very legally binding instrument. So I was wondering in how far the registration convention and the obligation under it to also submit the general function of space objects would give a solution to the problem of dual use, or if something can be built upon this. The ICRC in its written submission also indicates something in this direction that this could be improved, but I was wondering if Professor Koppler or the others could build upon this and elaborate a little bit more. I thank you.